the hottest talk radio show out. The Conversation with your host, Clark Garrison, author of Survive the Next 365 and creator of The Phoenix Effect. The Conversation, featuring singers, actors, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and much more. Reaching deep into local and global communities, teaching individuals and transforming minds and spirits. So join Clark Garrison live Sundays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And now, here's your host, Clark Garrison.
Greetings and welcome to the show. We're listening to The Conversation with Clark. And, of course, we are broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, GA. As always, all the shows we bring to you, our purpose is to build an evolution of thought and action. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We have got a powerful show for you. Hey, by the way, if you're listening via the internet, and you'd like to chime in tonight, give a comment, question, or just say hi to someone, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Be sure to hit the number one button, and we'll see a hand raised. Hey, do me a favor, if you're listening in right now and you are on my panel, you're one of the people who are going to be part of the panel. I need you to hit the number one button. If you've already hit it, I see your hand raised. If you have not and you're waiting in queue, go ahead and hit the number one button. Again, if you are part of the panel that will be on tonight, I need you to hit the number one button so we can separate you from all our other callers. We'll announce that in just a minute once again. Hey, so by the way, the chat room is open, so feel free to hang out in there if you like. For those who are listening online, vis-a-vis. Hey, big up to Dane Reed Media for producing our drop right here. And if you want to follow us, do me a favor, follow us on Twitter. See my tweets. Come on in at Survive365. It's very easy. Survive365 on Twitter. You can also hit me up on Facebook at Clark Garrison fan page, K-L-A-R-Q-U-E, Garrison with a G. Last but not least, sign up for our new, powerful, free newsletter and receive weekly updates on our shows that we have coming up by going to survivethenext365.com. You can follow the journey, the pit stops, where we'll be shooting live next. Survive the next 365.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see our free newsletter. Sign up for it. Be in the house. All right, we're checking to see who's following directions out there. Okay, we got you. I see the number ones hitting the button. Hey, tonight we've got a very, very special show scheduled, which is very near and dear to my heart. We have a unique panel of past and present, president of Images Modeling Troupe. Shouts out to IMT out there. Hey, if you didn't know, Images was founded on the campus of Florida State University by a group of students who believed in fashion, camaraderie, and fun. Keywords on fun. Yeah, somebody calling me. Don't you know it's show on the show night? Hey, tonight we're going to explore this group's proud history and tradition. So sit back and tune in for a wonderful show. Do me a favor, call up your IMT brothers and sisters, text them, tweet them, get in touch with them to be on this show. We're going to put it down historically. We're going to have fun. We're going to talk about some events. This would be a great way for Images to have all the information live from each person's mouth, from historical viewpoints, all on audio, MP3 download. You don't have to guess anymore. We're going to do all this in just a minute. Hey, when we come back, we'll introduce our panel and get started. By the way, you're listening to The Conversation on the Survival Radio Network. We'll be right back after this commercial and song break. We'll see.
Hello, America. It's me, Charmaine, the author of the book, The Bait to Get Your Mate. Are you tired of being alone? Are you tired of men not approaching you? And just tired of not choosing the right mate? Well, I'm here to help. Pick up my book, The Bait to Get Your Mate, and learn how to be a winner in love. Learn who you are in a relationship, how to choose the right mate, and how to get them to commit without saying the word. Go to thebaittogetyourmate.com and pick up your copy today and become a winner in love.
Makes me wanna love you, baby. I don't even have a choice.
to listening to The Conversation. We've got a special Tuesday night show honoring the famous Images Modeling Troupe fashion show extravaganza right here on Blog Talk Radio. You got it. Hey, we are, you know, I don't have all my panel, and I know you're out there. I do have Angie, I do have Trina, and I do have, that's it. So if you are supposed to be part of my panel tonight, please hit the number one button so you can bump yourself up and I can see you in the midst of all of these callers. In the meantime, we are going to move progressively forward with the show. And as I said before, if you do have a question, you can also hit the number one button and let me know if you got something to say. And, hey, big shouts out to Brother Chris Cotton for helping me put this together and reaching out to all you IMT folks out there in TV land and whatever lands you're in. Hey, IMT Images, Images Modeling members are all over the world. I don't know if you guys know that, but it's true. For it not to have been around, I mean, it's been around a while. I mean, 85 is a long time for some of y'all. But for folks like myself, Sheldon, and Trina, that ain't no time. They're going to hate me for saying that. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the panel members I do have, the ones who showed up on time. You know how y'all folks are. If the ones who showed up on time, we are going to go ahead and get started. So bringing to the mic on the wheel of steel. No, she doesn't do wheel of steel. She's actually an attorney, I think. We're going to bring to the mic, man, one of my favorite Images Modeling troop members, someone that I actually was in the group with and who taught me the passion of the troop and put it down. But we had a lot of fun back in the day. So before I spill all the beans, welcome to the call, Miss Trina Walker Lacey to the call. What's up, T?
Hello, everyone. Hello. I'm happy to be here.
Well, hey, Trina, you're not supposed to say hello now. What are you supposed to say?
Aloha.
What's up? In Hawaii, baby. What's up?
Yeah.
What you doing in Hawaii, man?
The military life. My husband is in the Army, so I'm stuck over here.
Images is in Hawaii, y'all. How about that? Putting it down.
Representing.
y'all are killing me, man. It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a minute, huh?
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice, too. It's been a while.
Yeah. You ever see all those old pictures that some people be putting up on Facebook, and it'll be of our days, you know, on the hallowed campuses of Florida State University.
Oh, my God.
And yourself. Man, was that really 30 years ago? Was that really that long ago?
I tell you, Miles, it seems like it's only been about 10 years. It doesn't seem like it's been that long. But those pictures are hideous.
Yeah. When you see the fashion that they compare to these guys' fashion that they have nowadays, it's no competition. It's like what the hell were we doing?
Yeah, and sometimes I get a little embarrassed because I look at what they're doing now with the shows, and I look at how we used to do it. You know, we had more auditorium at Florida State, and we had those little plastic plants on the stage, and that was pretty much it for the set. And they seem to be taking it to a whole nother level.
Hey, you know what really is funny is to see, and I know it's a serious matter, but I'm just going to add some levity, to see Brother Ben Crump, who used to do our lights and for us at those back in the day, and now he's the famous attorney on a huge case down in Florida. But it's just showing you the progressive nature. Yeah, so people forget about those old school days.
That's right, and a lot of the people who used to help us with the show, some of them have gone on to be, you know, big time NFL players, NBA players. So I mean, we started out small, but a lot of those people are in great places.
Yeah, absolutely. And, well, you know, small isn't necessarily a bad thing, so how about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm going to, I'm trying to multitask, y'all. Please forgive me. You know, my staff took a day off because of this special show. They're like, you don't pay us for these special shows. So they're going to catch back up with me on Wednesday night. But I'm going to bring together a sister who I would always say, and I'll say this till they put me in a pine box, even though I told them, don't put me in a pine box, just go on and burn me up real quick and put me in a fly-ass vase. But this sister has, to me, she was the bridging gap from my genre to the current one. If it wasn't for this sister, I don't know if Images would have been around, and it certainly wouldn't have the same kind of spunk that it does now. I believe that. She's going to probably say I'm wrong, but I can say what I want. It's my show, so they get over it. So I'm going to bring to the foray Miss Angie Bailey in the house. What up, A.B.?
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
What's up, Angie?
Not a whole lot, Clark. What's up with you?
Hey, you know, is it okay if I say that? You know, you've heard me say that before. Is it all right? That doesn't make you upset, does it?
No, it doesn't upset me at all. I mean, it's your opinion, and I'm flattered by it. I'm not really sure if I'm, you know, responsible for bridging the gap, but, hey, I put in the work, and I've seen the benefits of it, so I'm just grateful and very humbled by it all.
Well,
so.
If I say you did it, then you did it, damn it.
That's right, and I know to respect that, so I'm not going to even argue with it. I tried once, and I didn't win, so I'll leave it alone.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. Hey, by the way, Trina. Now,
yes.
Trina, for those of you who are just tuning in, you're on live. We're introducing our panel now, so yes, you have missed some stuff, so next time get on the phones on time. No, I'm just joking. I'm just messing with y'all. Anyway, I want y'all to know that Trina is not only a past president, but she was one of the founding members of this great organization we call IMT. So she go way back, like, you know, she's our great-great-great-grandma, that kind of stuff. I'm tripping. But we're going to talk a little bit about the olden days, but I want people to kind of know the perspective that we've got on this call. And the whole, let me go over the purpose of this call. So we're going to have fun. We're going to talk a little bit. I want you guys to share some, your stories. Feel free, if you're just listening in, if you want to chime in, either in the chat room or online, I'll give you the information and how to do so. But relax. The whole point of what we're doing is bringing a historical context to the group so that you guys can hear from the horse's mouth how Images was built, how it was sustained, the changes it went through, on up to our current illustrious group who's holding it down like nobody's business. And this way, we don't have to have second-hand, fifth-hand storytelling of how things were. You get to hear it live and in full effect. And you can ask questions. We're going to put it down. This is a permanent call. This show is recorded in MP3 as well as a WAV format, so you can have it for out history and time. All right, so that's one of the reasons why we're doing that. And I thought it more how appropriate to have Ms. Trina Walker on the line to help bridge that. And that's also why we have Sister Angie Bailey as well to talk about the days that she was involved. Now, Angie, what year did you arrive into Images Modeling Troop?
Oh, arriving. I think it was about 93, 94. I could be wrong.
See, that's what I love about when you get old. You don't
exactly
have definite. You're like, you was about 90-something.
Yeah, anybody on the line that can clarify for me, feel free to clarify. But I think it was 93, 94.
95.
Oh, shush.
You know, that's how you tell somebody getting a little old when they start saying they're about. And, Angie, you also were president of Images. Do you remember what year you were president?
Yes, 96, 97. I think it may have been 2 years. I think I may have served 2 years. I don't really remember. That's sad, but I don't.
All right. And I want to bring in another caller that has their hand raised. Now, I'm not 100% sure who this caller is. So, caller, I'm putting you on the spot because the number that I have for you, this isn't the number, but it's a 404 area code. I got an idea who it could be. 404, last digits of 5891. You're on live with Clark and a whole bunch of other Images folks. Who do we have on the call?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Tony Powell.
Tony Powell.
Yes, sir.
No, not the Tony Powell I know.
Yes, sir, back in the day.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Let me put your name in real quick, brother. Tony, what is up, man?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much, man. Just calling to give a shout-out to the group. That's it, man. How's it been going?
Tony, I didn't even know you were here in Atlanta, man. I'm embarrassed.
That's all right.
Well, it's good to hear from you, man. If y'all don't know, I'm going to say it like this. Tony, he's going to probably disagree because folks are so humble in images. Y'all know that, right? But Tony was the flyest, suavest male model in my entire decade of, I think it's probably a decade, of being in the troop. And now that says a lot because we have some jokers up in that camp, but Tony, hands down, you're the best, man.
Oh,
I want to be like you when I grow up.
No, but I appreciate that, man.
Hey, I appreciate you calling in, man, and hang tight. I'm going to put you on mute as we go along, but I'm going to check back in with you, so hang tight, okay, T?
All right, dude.
All right. Hey, I want to bring to the stage my best friend, my boy. I tricked him into coming into images. He didn't know what the hell he was getting into. But I told him, I said, man, worst thing is worst, bro. You'd be around a whole bunch of girls. And he came on in anyway, and he's been another living legend. Trina knows him as Sheldon Sneed. What's going on, Brother Sneed?
Hey, Sheldon.
Hey, Tree, what's going on, baby?
Nothing much.
How are you?
I'm great. Glad to hear your voice.
You too. I knew you were over there in Hawaii, but, man, it just sounds like you're so close now, and that's very, very cool. I'm shocked to hear from Tony. That just really threw me, because I was just looking at pictures of Tony the other day, because I have a lot of pictures from us.
Hey, Sheldon, was I lying? Wasn't Tony the sweetest joker out?
Oh, sweet. You know what? Tony was real sweet. But let me tell you about one of the factors about being in images that set us apart from someone from a lot of the other troops. You and I scouted, Tony, and I think one of the reasons why he didn't become a part of any of the other troops is because they were so inclined to already pick people that they thought had that quote-unquote. But Tony had character that I thought was different from anyone else because he understood what we needed from him, and he was also able to take instructions without, you know, any back talk or anything, and just made everything, you know, everything that we put on him, stage pattern, he got everything down his own. And I think that's one of the things that we did with a lot of the models. We picked a lot of raw talent. Yeah. I mean, girls who weren't sure of themselves, but we gave them that confidence once we taught them the basics and then put them on stage. And that's one of the revelating things about being in images is that we were all inclusive, and at the same time, we were still all down to earth and just fun to be around. I miss those days and will cherish those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're so right.
Go right ahead. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Who was saying that?
No, this is Trina, and I was just saying that, you know, he just hit the nail on the head. He is so right. We were so different from the other organizations. I think more so because we all liked each other, and we were a family, and we weren't competing with each other. We were trying to help each other be the best that we could be, you know?
Yes, yes.
And that, I think that set us apart.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way, if you're supposed to be on my panel, I'm still looking for Jeremy, Malik, and Angel. So, Jeremy, Malik, and Angel, if you are on the line, hit the number one so I know it's you. And the thing is, man, let's do this. Let's start at the beginning, Trina. I want to go back with you. And why, in your opinion, was Images created in the first place?
Well, Images, was started in August of 85 at Florida State. And there was a young girl walking around in the union, a black girl, and she was scouting for talent to start a modeling group. And she just She just sat there in the middle of the union in front of Moore Auditorium, and as black students walked by, she would ask them if they would be interested in joining a modeling group. And I remember the day that I walked by, and she stopped me, and she said, would you be interested in being a part of a modeling group that we're starting? And I said, well, you know, I haven't really done a whole lot of runway, you know, but I'd be interested in listening to what it's about. And she told me, her name was Amanda Channel, and she said that she wanted to establish an organization at Florida State for black students who that would increase their self-confidence and encourage them to pretty much be on a higher scale or higher level as far as their appearance. And, you know, that's pretty much all she said. And I think at that first meeting, there were maybe 15 of us. And surprisingly, all 15 of us made the group. And so, you know, we just started from there. And unfortunately, Amanda had to go back home to Panama City. I don't know why, but she had to leave school that semester. And we all just took it from there based on what she told us that her goal was.
Love
and, it. You know, we just went from there. And I think at the time there were maybe 3 guys and 12 girls. And, you know, I can't remember everybody's names, but it was Teresa Lane. Everybody knows Teresa.
Yeah, Sweet Tea.
Yeah, and myself and, you know, some other people. But that was pretty much it. We didn't have any, like how they are now with, you know, you got to have a certain walk and you got to have a certain look. It really wasn't about that. She just was trying to get people who would be interested in walking the runway. And then as the years developed, then we started kind of figuring out, okay, what look we wanted and, you know, how we wanted to put on shows, which we revolved around the themes, you know. So that was pretty much it.
Now, Trina, how receptive was Florida State, you know, to the advent of this new troupe that was coming out, you know, practicing fashion and entertainment and things like that? What kind of reception did the group get in the very beginning?
It wasn't a real positive reception. They tried to tell us that we couldn't register as an organization, but, you know, I went and I looked at what was required to be an organization, and I said, well, why can't we do it? And they couldn't give me a reason as to why, and so we just pushed forward. And there were several roadblocks put up because, you know, sometimes we had to have a certain amount of money to register that we didn't have, but we worked it out. And after the first 2 years when they saw that we weren't going to go away, we didn't really have any problems after that.
And I didn't make no real.
Now, I remember that we had the advisor was little to no help back in the day. And I forget the gentleman's name. Well, you remember his name?
Mr. McGarra.
There we go. He was probably, what, advisor by name only?
He was an advisor, an academic advisor, and because they told us that we had to have an advisor to register as an organization, we went and got him because we knew he would just go with the flow, and he wouldn't give us a whole lot of problems. And we just wanted to put on our shows and not have somebody beating us down and telling us we got to do this and do that. So we got Mr. McGarra, and, you know, we told him, you don't have to really be around. You could come when you want to come, but basically just let us do what we need to do. And so,
Now, talk a little bit about the auditorium, the hallowed auditorium of Moore Hall. And these people now are so spoiled because they go and get these $7,000 stage outfits and whatnot.
Man.
If you could give a description of what Moore Auditorium was like compared to maybe what more contemporary runways are or modeling events happen at.
Moore Auditorium. Wow. That place, I think it sat around 300 people. We did not have a runway like they do now where you walk straight out. We had a stage like you do with a play. a stage, and we had those little raggedy plastic plants that we put up there, and we may have put up a sign or something saying what the theme of our show was.
We had those poster board cutout letters.
Yep. And Sheldon, I think in one of the shows, I don't know if it was you or Tyrone or somebody, that you went and put the newspaper up on the back wall as a part of the set.
Because the first show we did over there was Stop the Presses. Yeah.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking about. Yep. So, you know,
how funny is that? You do a show called Stop the Press, and now your is actually newspaper.
Newspaper industry.
And to rent more auditorium, I think we paid $50 per show, whereas now I think they pay thousands to rent a venue.
God, are you serious?
Yeah, we paid $50.
Way more than that now. Way more than that now. Wow.
Listen, I've circled my neighborhood twice trying to hang on to this call, but I got to go. But I want to give a hello to Angie, because I heard so much about you, and Clark swore me up and down that I knew you, lady. And I was like, no, dog, we never crossed paths. She must have came, like, right as I left. And I think you did, because I left in 93.
Okay, yeah, I did then. Yeah, I don't think we ever met either. I was just telling someone that. I don't think I've ever met you.
Yeah, so at one of these games or something, we got to cross paths. Where are you now?
I'm in South Florida.
Oh, okay, so it's likely because I'm from there. So at some point, we will end up crossing paths. I can finally say hello to what I've been hearing is an actual legend. But before I go, Trina, hey, girl, I'll stay in touch with you on Facebook.
Okay.
Duncan, you know, I'll text you later on tonight, and I want to say, you know, shout out to the rest of y'all. Thank you guys so much for keeping Images solid and growing it from the small little bud that we started way back in the day to where it is now, okay?
All right, Sheldon,
take care.
Y'all have a good one.
All right.
You too.
All right, guys.
Thank you a lot, man.
All right,
hey, y'all got to forgive me. I actually got bumped off the call. Can you believe that? So I'm glad you guys kept this thing rolling, though. Hilarious. I'm not 100% sure where you guys left off, but I know we were talking about Stop the Press and the fact that our original stage might have been 12 steps forward and you were falling off the stage, but it was more of a lateral stage than anything. So a lot of our shows back then had to be built off of a lateral kind of presentation.
Right.
Which we did. We worked it.
We worked it because I tell you no lie, when I go to homecoming, I mean, I think I went to homecoming 3 years ago, and somebody came up to me and said, oh, my gosh, I remember that Images show when y'all did the wedding scene, and you came out and stopped the wedding. And I'm like, what? That was 3 years ago.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. So, we left our mark.
That.
Huh?
And they remembered you from that.
From the wedding scene, and I wasn't even the bride. I was the person who walked in and stopped the wedding.
Yeah, you were the well, I'm not going to say what you were. But.
I was the jump off. Oh, I can't say that on live radio, huh?
Oh, wow.
You just did. Hey, Angie, I got a question for you. What did you guys, I mean, you were in the 90s, so I guess, eight or 9 years had gone by now. Images had then had dual occupancy on Florida State and FAMU at that time. What did you guys think or know about Images as far as, you know, what we're talking about and laughing and kikiing about?
Well, actually, prior to me joining Images, I didn't really know a lot about Images at all. I was a striker, a fly girl, so I was in the whole dance thing. I didn't really even know much about the modeling troupe other than what I, you know, heard about on campus or seen them perform on the set. And Ty Andrews is the one that recruited me for Images. And I hung around them for a little while just to kind of get a feel of what it was, because I was very reluctant. As you know, I was a tomboy back then. I didn't really, wasn't a girly girl, not into the whole fashion thing. Long story short, what attracted me to Images was the whole business aspect of it. I don't know how much you guys had influence on that, but Images really was ran like a corporate organization, in my opinion. I love the way they dressed. I love the way they conducted themselves. They were very different than the Epicureans of the world. It wasn't like a social clique. It was almost like a business, and I like that. And then, like you guys said before, what you guys were built on as far as the raw talent, it wasn't the average, everyday, quote-unquote, pretty girl at FAMU. It was very different, unique-looking people that were part of the troop, and they were small in number, but to me, it was quality over quantity, and I, again, that attracted me to the troop as well. So once I decided to join, you know, it was just, we just kind of grew that whole thing. But FAMU eventually dominated. Unfortunately, Florida State kind of, they kind of got a little low in their numbers. We still kept a good number of Florida State students there, but it was only like a maybe 25%. FAMU really dominated right during my whole time there.
Yeah, and it's part of me is a little saddened by that because, you know, but I wish Malik was on the call, and if he is, Malik, if you're on the call, I believe he's the current president. Hit the number one button for us. Hey, shout out to Pia Whited, who's on the in the chat room, hanging out, listening to the show. Also, a past president somewhere in them years. You know, them years are all a blur now. I know she was a president somewhere in that. What was it? Guess that was early 90s. We'll say that. I think my mind can go back that far. Pia, if you know the answer to that, type it in the chat room. When were you president of Images? That's the question for you, sister. So, Katrina, I'm going to come back and haze you a little bit.
That's okay.
Somewhere along the line, Images had a, how can I say? Because what I'm trying to do is I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about how we wound our tails up at Fort A&M in the first place.
Right.
And I got to give a shout out to your homeboy, Mario Shirley, first of
all. Yep, that's what I was going to say.
I hope he's on the call. If Mario, if you're on the call, man, hit the number one button so I can chat with you. It won't be a party without Mario Shirley. But somewhere along the lines, I remember a falling out of sorts of the upper brass, the leaders at that time of the troop. And I kind of remember, you know, who were the brass, but I never remember what the hell it was about.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what I do remember is it caused, we almost folded because of it. I mean, it was that drastic of a falling out of sorts. But do you remember what the hell it was about?
I have no idea because I graduated in August of 1990. So I was gone, and all I remember is that Mario pretty much saved the group.
Yeah.
And, you know, as far as I was concerned, I didn't care if it was at FAMU, FSU, as long as it was still safe. But I missed all of the things that happened before that. All I know is he was real instrumental in saving it.
Absolutely. Well, what happened was, I know it was a falling out. And it, because, like what you said, Trina, we were really a family. I know everyone says that, every frat, every sorority, every group always says they're family, but we really were.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons why we were, I believe, is because at Florida State, you were already a minority of a minority, you know? So it was like,
right.
You couldn't, you know, it was at FAM, you know, you're just another group among groups. But by this being a Florida State group, it was a certain level of pride and kind of, you know, hell, you might see one or two blacks on the way to class.
Right.
You know, so when you got 15, 20 blacks that hung out together and you both, all of you love fashion and love to entertain, and it really bonded us to levels that, you know, I think were a little abnormal.
And right.
When the disagreement came, it was almost like fighting against your real-life brother and sister, and I think what happened was it just deflated the attitude because people quit. You know, when people quit, other people say, well, if she quit, I might as well quit. And it really kind of, you know, it was,
I believe the spring, the end of the spring that that happened, and I remember Mario, myself, and Sheldon. Mm-hmm. We met over at our pad, and honestly, to be honest, we were going to just start another troop.
Right.
And we were going to name the troop Reflections. And that's
okay.
Kind of where the whole thing of images is a reflection of you. I don't know if they still use that or not, but that kind of mantra came from the fact that we were going to name this new, quote-unquote, troop Reflections.
Oh.
And we then thought about it and said, you know what? That's not right. You know, we didn't create it. Why should we not honor it? And so we made a decision that we were going to do it, but because myself, Sheldon, and Mario were FAMUans, we knew that we could do something at FAM. We could do something about it. We didn't have hours at Florida State. We couldn't, you know, go get another advisor, and we couldn't
right.
really, you know, we didn't have means to really generate another tryout or anything at Florida State. So we decided that we were going to move the charter, kind of think of this as a charter or a chapter, at Florida A&M. So we held in, I guess, 1991, somewhere in there, we held a huge tryout, and we got an ungodly amount of people. We really handpicked. We spent the entire summer just, if you were 6 feet, you were definitely getting drafted. And if you weren't, if you had any kind of flavor that we thought we could bring out, we drafted you. And we might have gotten 50 or 60 people in, male and female, and that helped bring back images as a source. Because really, people didn't know that we weren't still at Florida State. Because back then we would do shows anywhere. You know, we would do a show wherever anybody said we could do it. We'd prop up somewhere and be, you know, with our passion and be running with it. So shortly after that, we then said, you know, we want to be inclusive. And once we got a foothold, we then went back and were able to, you know, I think some older members of Images kind of saw that we were still around, and they came back, and it allowed that Florida State connection to be rebirthed. But that was a harrowing time, and like I said, I give shouts out to Brother Sheldon Sneed, and also, of course, to Mario, who was really at the helm of that. And because at that time, Mario was the only one who knew a lot about modeling. You know, he had a troupe back in your hometown, Trina,
right.
for many years. And so he had a working knowledge of how troops should act, what they should do, how they should carry themselves. So that was really instrumental. And I can't give enough props to Mr. Mario Shirley for doing that. What I want to ask Angie is, I want you to talk about one of the things that I always thought Images was set itself apart for. As we developed as a group, we really focus on, and you can elaborate more on this, that it was about the clothes and not about the person. And I think a lot of troops get caught up into, come see me, watch me twirl 60 times, and watch me, you know, shake until my hips fall off. You know, I call it the Atlanta strut or whatever the hell they do up here. And one of the things that we always said, and we prided ourselves back then, was that we were going to walk exactly like they do on a Parisian catwalk. And that's what fashion is really about. And you ladies, I distinctly remember, one, that you had like 500 6-foot women in the troop back then, and two, that you guys really held to that mantra. Why was that important for you guys then?
Well, I think, like you said, it's what you guys you built the troop on, and we honored the legacy. We totally kind of just fell in line with what you guys had already set in place. The cool thing is, for someone like me who didn't really know much about fashion, I really wasn't going to change anything because I didn't know any better. And I still went to this day. I don't regret one decision I made to keep it very basic and to conduct ourselves like hangers, like real New York Parisian-style runway. We were just hangers. It was not about the clothing. It was about the fashion. I appreciated, you know, that whole concept, and I still believe in it to this day, regardless of, you know, there has been a change in time. And if you go back to now, and, you know, watch them model, they have changed a lot. And at first I didn't really receive that very well, but I think it's natural. Like you said, you know, modeling troops have their issues, and, you know, the past generations are not going to necessarily agree with the current generations, but I do respect it. It is, it's a sign of the times. It's what they want now. They dance a little bit more now. They're a little bit more, way more, you know, they add more movement to their walk now. It's not as, you know, straight up and down Parisian-style runway anymore, but they're just as good. But, again, I wouldn't dare change it. I didn't know much about it. The more I learned about professional modeling, I agreed with it because it propelled my career. It helped me to move from modeling with a modeling troupe to professional modeling in New York. You know, I was able to go straight to New York and do what I needed to do. I wasn't caught up with, the, like you said, the Atlanta strut. I didn't know anything about that other than what I seen Epicurean do. So, I mean, it wasn't anything at all. I wasn't gonna change it because I didn't know any better. And like I said, the more and more I learned about it, it was the right thing to do. And I still feel that way to this day. I mean, it separates us from everybody else. And I will hold true to that. I mean, like you said, they put me in a pine box. I like the old school New York Parisian style runway presentation. I can appreciate the other stuff from time to time to open a scene or close a scene maybe. But again, I'm old school. I like to straight up, you know, just be a hanger. It's about the clothing, not about you.
I'm going right. to. I know she said that. She put that in check.
Oh,
I'm gonna come back to Tony Powell. By the way, Pia said she was president in '92. So there we go. We've got it proof written down. Tony, are you still on the line?
Hey, yeah, man. What's up?
Hey, Tony, what made you get in Images, and what years were you, did you jump in, and what years were you in it?
I think that was about 92, somewhere around there, but honestly, like Sheldon said, we had all did the homecoming fashion show together, and I think you approached me like I was going to class or something. You was like, yo, you know, what are you doing about modeling? I said, nah, man, nothing after the fashion show, and you asked me to come try out, and that's kind of how I got into it, actually. I hadn't thought about it after the homecoming fashion show, actually.
you put me on the spot. You just put me on a recruiting spot. So what do you think, to you, Tony, from a male's point of view, what was the difference between, say, Images and maybe the other troops? And Angie, I'm going to get you. By the way, the rules are you can never say that other name's troop on this show. So you broke the rule twice.
Oh, damn.
Oh, we can't say their name?
No, you can't say it. We don't.
Oh, okay.
Just say the other group. We know who we're talking about.
Yeah. No, I'm a group though.
I shouldn't have said the name. I didn't know they said the name. I'm sorry.
I'm just joking.
I mean, there's so many now though. There's almost six on campus now.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
There's a lot now. There's a lot of competition.
So Tony, what do you think? What got you? What do you think were the difference when you were modeling, from a male's point of view, from the our troop and others that you've seen?
Honestly, the brothers and Images at that time, and I'm sure it probably still carried on, Clark, is that they were just more down to earth and just kind of real, and you know. You probably wouldn't knew half the brothers and Images were actually a part of the troupe until you saw the show, because we didn't, like, go around, you know. We dressed nice, but we didn't, like, dress to impress to let people know we were part of this, you know, part of this organization. So I think that's the part I really loved about the troupe the most or whatever. I mean, because you were, like, you and Sheldon were in the band. I was involved in the student government. We just had people from all over, you know, outside of the troupe. So, and also working with the students of Florida State, because I was a part of, at that time, when we had students from Florida State and Florida A&M. And even one year, and you may not remember, we had that white female from Florida State model with us one year, and that was just unheard of at that time to have a white female model with us. So, you know, we had some good times.
I bet you don't remember her name, Tony.
I really don't, man. I forgot.
Her name was Heidi.
Yeah, that's right. Heidi, yeah.
Why y'all laughing?
I never even knew that.
She came out
Heidi
going out fast show. Yeah, she shut it down,
crooked.
Man.
Don't get it crooked. Heidi was the truth.
Yeah. She was bad.
She was nobody's business. I yelled it down.
Yeah, her and Miriam I love Miriam. That's still my favorite model to this day, Miriam. I think she married Kevin. That's
She married and is still married to brother Kevin Carter, who Trina, you remember Kevin because his sister was on the catwalk with
Lauren,
you.
Lauren's
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
Is somebody rustling garbage in the background or something? What's going on? Which one of y'all playing in garbage cans?
It was me, sorry. I was moving the bag. I'm sorry. I wonder.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so Kevin Carter, who was actually a president of Images as well, did marry. Yeah, Kevin was a president, and he, and I think in 93 or 4, somewhere in there, but he married Miriam, who was a phenomenal, as we call it, short model. But she always looked taller on the runways because her legs were just extremely long, and she had this incredible stride. And so Miriam might have been 4 foot two, but she looked like she was a 6 footed. You couldn't tell her anything.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's funny because, you know, it was kind of generational. I don't know how many, that would be a good thing. How many people have a generational kind of thing where your brother or sister was in Images and you at some point came along and was in Images as well? I would love to know that because, like I said, Lauren was there first and then her brother, her younger brother, Kevin, joined the troupe later on. So that would be interesting if we could get the facts on that. Somebody should do that. Oh, Angie, your sister was in the troupe.
Right, she was there with me though. But since the kids that I have a community service group in Lakeland, Walk This Way Productions, of course, my company, and Urban Reflections is a community group, and I've sent a good number, well over 20 people to Tallahassee, of course, to FAMU or Florida State, and they've joined Images, and two out of those have become presidents. Malik is now the current president. He's like a son to me. I've been with him since he was, I think, 12, 14 years old, and also Gabrielle was also the president, I think, early 2000, and she, too, came from my Lakeland community group. So, you know, there
look
are
at you putting it down, putting them in. Hey, shout out to LB in the house.
You see on the line?
That's all right, there, sister.
Yeah, I said to Bobby, hey, you got to get him off the FAMU. So, one of the Images is kind of a part of the deal.
Well, who wants to tackle this? And I've got your mics all on. Pia Whited, who's in the chat room under the Queen Pia. Yeah, that would be Pia, wouldn't it? She said, let's talk about the beautiful storylines that were created on the runway because of the eclectic nature of the troupe as a whole. Anybody want to tackle that? Because I will give you that. Our troupe was very eclectic. And I think a lot of, you know, I don't know, man. That we had our shows and the way we designed scenes was uniquely different. I mean, they weren't just run down, you know, walk down the catwalk and do 30 twirls and come back. It was all about a scene and ideology. Where do you think that came from?
This is Trina again. I know at the beginning, it just seems like everything started with you and Mario. But I know that we had some little scenes before you guys came, but most of it, the major part of it came from you, Mario, and Sheldon. You know, because I can remember when Mario came and to one of our first meetings, well, one of his first meetings, and we were just putting together some little block thing on the stage trying to set up a theme, and Mario came in and said, no, y'all doing that wrong. You know how Mario is.
Yeah,
bad attitude. He switched it all around, and it's like when we went with that for the show, for that particular scene, I think it was a black and white scene or something, it worked. And every show after that, we just stuck to it until I graduated. And then it just progressed even more after I left. But I just remember a lot of it taking place with you, Mario, and Sheldon.
What about you, Angie? During your era in the troupe, who did all your scenes or who designed your scenes?
Oh, wow, Tyrone, hands down. Tyrone had, you know, 85-95% of the input. I cannot take any credit for any of that. I learned it all from him. Once he, you know, left the troop and took a higher position with the troop, I then had to rely on my own creativity, but he had already taught me enough. So, yeah, Tyrone, he was over the top. I mean, the guy's creativity is just, Tyrone is the man. I mean, I guess he was our Mario Shirley, you know, for our generation. He was just very creative. He knew everything about, you know, the way in which women and men were supposed to present themselves on the runway. He was a choreographer on top of that. The guy just had all the skills necessary, and he made it happen for us. I mean, he really put us back on the map. I mean, I gathered the troops, and I got the soldiers in line, but Tyrone led us to victory, in my opinion, because the scenes, I wouldn't have been able to create those concepts at all. I didn't really even get that whole thing, but he was very, very good at it, and I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, Tyrone was a warrior. You know, he kind of learned under Mario and myself as well. And I will say that he absorbed anything you told him. You only told him once, and he had it perfected the next time. One of the best male walkers that I know of, and I enjoyed immensely doing scenes with him and cats like Tony and Rick and Gabe and those cats that I had the pleasure of as I was getting the heck out of Dodge. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. Shout out to Ty, as we call him. And by the way, he was also a president of Images at some point. I just don't remember what year or years. Was he the president when you got there, Angie?
Yes, he was the president right before I got there. I don't know how many terms he served, but he was the president right before. After him, it was in me, yes. So it should have been somewhere around 94, 95-ish.
Okay. All right.
And then he became our graduate advisor.
Hey, by the way, you know, you spoke about one of your sons being Malik. Ask him where the hell is he, because she's supposed to be on my panel.
Yeah, I was texting him while you were looking for him. He said something about an exam. The teacher changed an exam on him, and he has to take an exam or something. So I guess he won't be on the call.
Yeah.
We've heard it all before, right?
I've heard it all before. I'm just playing. hey, listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, give you guys a chance to break, and we're going to talk a little bit more and wrap this puppy up. You're on live with the special show on The Conversation. We're here honoring Troop Images Modeling Troop. We'll be right back in two snaps.
All right.
Has the value of your home decreased, making it impossible to sell your home? Are your monthly payments starting to pull you under? At Taylor One, we work with homeowners nationwide on short selling their home by negotiating directly with your bank to take less than what's owed for a meaningful resolution. With over 20 years in the business and a customer service priority, Taylor One has helped thousands, and now we want to help you. Call for a free consultation at 888-882-6463. Or visit our website at www.taylor1llc.com.
Hey, we're back here live on The Conversation talking to a bunch of Images Modeling Troop members. I got somebody that's got their hand up. Let's see what we got here. Going to you live, 404, whether you're ready or not. Last four digits are 0123. You are on live. Is this Mr. Hicks?
What's going on?
What's going on, Jeremy?
How are you?
We got to give you an applause, brother. Brother Jeremy, we appreciate you stopping by, man. Oh, his number dropped. All right, Jeremy, call back in. Anybody, you guys remember Jeremy? How about you, Andy? You remember Jeremy?
Not at all. I don't think he was there with me.
No, he wasn't. I just didn't know. We got him back on the line. I think that's him there. Brother Jeremy, are you there?
I'm here. How are you guys?
Oh, man, we appreciate you stopping by, brother.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Jeremy, do me a favor so we can recognize you properly. Let us know. Now, you were a president of Images, right?
Yes, I was.
Tell us the year that you got in and the year that you were president, if you would.
Well, I came into Images Modeling Troupe the summer of 2004, and I became president after having a couple of past positions as the treasurer of Images Modeling Troupe by slowly but surely gained responsibility as the president of Images Modeling Troupe 08-09.
08-09, that's what's up. So this is a great, I'm glad we got somebody that's a little newer, a little closer to where we are now. Stop, you know, I love talking to you old school jokers, but there's only so much I can learn from y'all, man.
Wait a minute, Jeremy, I should know Jeremy then. Maybe I do know Jeremy.
Is this Miss Angie?
Oh, my God, I'm so ashamed. Yes. Oh, well, you said Jeremy Hicks. For some reason, I didn't. Oh, yes, it is, baby. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm all right. Just getting off work. And my brother Chris told me to call. Christopher Cotton told me to call in, so that's what I did. I'm here trying to chat with you guys.
Oh, that's good. Go ahead, Clark. Do your thing. I'm sorry. I didn't realize who it was. The name didn't. You know, I'm getting old. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Clark.
Yeah, you get up. You're like, who?
Yeah.
Jeremy, tell us a little bit about Images, man. Why did you join Images, and what was it like when you first got in?
Well, I loved Images Modeling Troupe from the get-go. When I first seen the first show out on the set, and, you know, the campus was just, you know, boosting Images Modeling Troupe head and just screaming out Images Modeling Troupe, and every time I turned around on campus, Images Modeling Troupe was everywhere, and I just knew I wanted to be a part of it. And Angel Furry, my president, me and him went to the same high school together, and he told me about Images Modeling Troupe, and because I seen a familiar face, I was like, oh, most deaf, I'm going to get involved with Images Modeling Troupe, and I'm going to see how it benefit me. So I did. I joined Images Modeling Troupe. I was also in the Marching 100, so I did have a conflict of interest. So I was back and forth between Images Modeling Troupe and Marching 100. And, you know, I must say with Images Modeling Troupe, I gained a lot of knowledge of fashion. I gained a lot of knowledge of basically how to carry yourself, the poise. And that's really what brought me to Images Modeling Troupe, just the class overall and the walk.
That's what's up. Hey, man, that's my own heart. The 100 in the house. Shout out to the 100. Hey, what instrument did you play, sir?
Tenor saxophone.
Gestapo in the house. Shout out to the Gestapo.
Gestapo in the house.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because there's a long history of FAMU 100 members being a part of Images, you know, even going back in Trina's day, and she, obviously,
right.
See, there I go. I'm just messing with you, Trina. But I don't know, Trina, if you remember Craig.
I remember Craig. And then we had quite a few.
Anthony Fiore was.
Yeah, I must give it to Mr. B. Mr. B stayed recruiting in the band as well. So every time he seen a potential prospect, he was like, you know, you should check out Images Modeling Troupe. So I had to give shout out to Mr. B as well.
Oh, yeah, I got to hold it down. High recruitment in the band. High recruitment. Hey, we talked about earlier, Jeremy, the different distinct styles that Images brought to the table. I'm just curious that you were there even up to 2008. And Angie kind of let us know that, you know, there were quite a number of troops towards, I probably in that year as well as now, compared to our days when there was only one other troop, which we can't say their name. Our studio won't allow us to say the name of that troop, so we'll say the other troop. How many troops were on campus in as you were getting out of there?
Well, you had Faces Modeling Troop. You had Epicurean Modeling Troupe. You had this lame, I mean, you had this other modeling troupe called Theatrix. And you had other FSU troops along Tallahassee who was basically trying to showcase themselves on FAMU's campus. So I would like to say probably it was almost like six other troops that, you know, we were trying to compete against.
Well, Angie, you were right. So, you know, with that being said, what was the uniqueness about Images holding it down versus six other options?
One thing I can say about Images Motley Troupe, we had the confidence. The confidence was always there. You know, like with another modeling troupe, they'll get on the runway, they'll probably mess up. Or when modeling troupes, when they make their debut into Lee Hall or into, you know, gym, they don't look so sure about themselves. But one thing about Images modeling troupe, we train them from day one to have that confidence. You know, and Christopher Cotton, you know, we had this model that he made, and it was called confidence, composure, and consistency. And that's one thing, that's another little element we kind of lived by, and it really helped along the way. But I must say most definitely was the confidence.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeremy, the last thing you said, repeat that, you kind of faded out.
Oh, I'm sorry, the last thing I said, well, going back to Christopher Cotton, I know he made a little slogan, confidence, composure, and consistency. And Images Modeling and Troupe, we kind of tried to live by that. But if I was to say one thing for sure, it would be confidence.
Yeah, definitely confidence. Shout out to Brother Broderick Boyd, who's on the line and hanging out with us, listening in. All these old heads in. Where are the young Images people? If you're a young Images person, hey, dial the number 917-932-1078. Don't be scared. 917-932-1078. I will admit, though, if I was listening to all y'all old jokers, I probably wouldn't call in either.
Hey, we're not old. We're fine. We're not old.
That's right.
They're fine. They're fine wine.
I know that's right.
Fine wine. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. So, Jeremy,
back to you. Let's play. We're going to play with you a little bit.
Yeah. Now, let me say this. Let me give credit where credit is due. And there's a lot of credit to fall on. There's some.
Almost too long. There are some very influential people in Images who I love dearly, and they have put their blood, sweat, and tears in it from the inception
to this current group. And if we don't mention your name, it is not because we don't love you. It's just it's too damn many of y'all. But
one person I'd be remiss if I don't mention them is Mr. Donald Beckwith. When we moved to Florida State, we needed, of course, an advisor. And obviously being in the band, it was very easy for me to reach out to Mr. Beckwith and let him know what we were doing. And initially, you know, just like Trina said, I thought, well, if he just is a figurehead, you don't have to do anything, just sign off when we need to sign off when we need a room and so on and so forth. But
Mr. Beckwith really dove in to that position, and if I'm not mistaken, is he still the current advisor?
Yes.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes, he is.
So you're talking about a guy that has been the advisor for one organization since, I guess, 1990 or 91, whenever we went over to Florida State. That is a testimony, because most people aren't going to be involved with anything for that long.
For that long.
And,
especially
and he has put it all. I mean, he's been more than just an advisor. He's been a torchbearer for Images Modeling Troupe. And if he does listen to this, I want to make sure that everybody understands that without him, he is the glue that held Images together for all of these many years, because with new crop comes new ideas and new concepts, and Images could have very well went on to be something totally different. And one of the things that I love, the style may change, the walk may be altered, but I think from 85 to now, Images is still Images.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel that way?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I think it is as well. Even though, you know, some things have changed, I still think it's still on the same principle.
I agree.
Most definitely. I mean, throughout the years, you're going to have some type of change. But who's to say change is good and change is bad? You know, throughout Images' time, you know, the walk has changed a little more dramatically. You know, the way we carry ourselves has changed and everything, but I must give it to Mr. B and Ms. Kim, you know, who has been holding it down. Now, as long as I've been on family campus, you know, since 04 till 08, I've seen numerous advisors come and go. And I must give it to Mr. B. He's really, yes, he really has held it down.
Hey, somebody answer this for me. Where did the images little sign? I see all these new cats doing this little sign now. Where did that come from?
That started Garvey's presidential year.
Yeah, it was our era actually, and then we Gabrielle's the one I was telling you about, Clark, that came from Lakeland from my group.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was kind of one little funky thing at first, and then it kind of refined a little bit. You know, the new school, the young ones, made it a little bit sleeker.
Yeah, we jazzed it up a little bit.
Yeah, we had a gang sign because, you know, I was a little hood. So they made it a little sleeker, a little nicer, you know, a little bit more appeasing to the eye. So, yeah, Gabrielle's era started that with that whole thing. So that was – and it is. I think it's pretty nice. I mean, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, like nowadays we don't even have to have the images, you know, name across the boards or walls or flyers. All we have to do is have that eye and everybody's already recognizing it. So it became a household name.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, man. I've been practicing the sign. Hey, Tony and Trina, have you guys practiced the sign?
No, because I was trying to figure out how to do it. Because at first it looked like just the pinky was raised, but I noticed the other day when I was looking, it's the middle fingers look like they're up too. So as soon as I perfect it, I'll practice it. I mean, I'll do it.
There's no middle fingers up. There's no middle fingers up. It is a pinky.
Well, no, I'm saying it's kind of bent.
How maybe?
I thought the middle finger was bent a little bit to make it look like an M or something.
Oh no, it just, I don't know. Maybe just me. Yeah, it's all of them are down, right, Jeremy?
Mhm.
Yeah, they're all down,
okay.
Baby.
Mhm. Okay.
Thumb goes over. The thumb goes over the three fingers, and the pinky is up.
Because it looks like the AKA thing at first, but then it looks like, is the thumb up?
No, the thumb goes over the three fingers that are down.
Oh, okay. All right, I got it.
But isn't that the AKA symbol?
No, I think their thumb goes somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm sure by now we would know that if it was, because someone would have said something.
Yeah, they would have sure enough stopped that camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, I feel bad because I didn't have a sign. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, they have a call, too. You know they have a call, right? Did you guys have the call back then?
Call, really?
No, we didn't have the call. Somebody do the call for me.
Please.
Jeremy, do it. I'll back you up, Jeremy. Yeah.
Diane Pico, I am
he.
Out of here.
That's good.
Oh yeah, you say that anywhere, sweetie. They represent.
Oh yeah, they go wild.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty cool. Like I said, they made it all better. They started with us too, but the young ones have taken. They have more of a presence now. It's funny how you guys said back then with the young man that was on the line earlier, how you guys are kind of so low key. Images now has taken on, again, it started with us because Tyrone believed in that, the whole marketing part of it, because we had to get more people in the troop. You know, like you said, the troop had died down a lot. There were only about 12 members when I started, maybe less than that. We had to get more people, so we needed more of a presence. We had to start showing up at different events. Now, you should see the kids, the way they dress. I mean, they look amazing when they get dressed up, and they show up and show out, and they rock their shades. And there's some things they still held on to the old images traditions, but they've refined a few things too, and it's awesome when they show up, honey. They look like a fashion mob. I mean, they're nothing to play, nothing to be played with at all. There's something else.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
It's a different presence now on campus. They're totally different. They're way more visible now, all the time.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think it's pretty cool too.
Great, thank you.
Wow. See, Trina, all the stuff that we missed out on.
I know, cause, shoot, I would have enjoyed doing that call.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you, past presidents and past members of IMT, did you guys do a lot of traveling back in your time?
Actually, we
like
did.
As far,
Yeah, we did too. We did too. I think we travel more than you guys do now, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah, we
really?
Travel a lot.
Because I know when I was president of Images Mountain Troop, we were over here in Georgia, and we were over here. I mean, we did the Lakeland show, of course. Everyone knows about the Lakeland show. And then we had other colleges and cities wanting to know about IMT and even starting it. But, you know, Mr. B, he's so legal with everything. He wants to know we got to have proper paperwork. You know, the organization is crunk and excited about starting new chapters. But, you know, of course, everything has to be done the proper way. So, yeah, I was just, like, curious. I'm like, did you guys travel a lot? Because I hear a lot of stories about in-house, you know, at home, Tallahassee shows and IMT doing this and IMT doing that. So, you know, it's kind of good to know.
Yeah. And actually, also, we did a lot of shows during the Greek weeks where the different fraternities and sororities would ask us to come and perform as their entertainment. So I don't know if they still do that a lot now, but we did a lot of that, and that's how we made extra money.
Yes. I know. During my time when we had shows, we'll probably have, like, the groups come and step at our show. But I don't think I'm familiar with any us performing with. No, we didn't do any of that. We didn't do any of that. But, you know, we did participate with, let's say, Boys of Poison and Strikers and, you know, some Greeks we did shows with, but I think that would have been really cool if we would did something with the Greeks and everything. Yeah, so I must say, Images Mind Troop, they have been pubbing themselves. You know, they created, like Ms. Andy said, they created a household name for themselves, and they really do have a dominant presence on campus. So I really commend Malik, who's president right now, and the past presidents after me. So, of course.
I agree. They're doing their thing. They, again, it's still being ran like an organization, a corporate organization, in my opinion. A lot of things have changed as far as, like, the numbers. When I went and watched one of their tryouts, I went a few years ago for one of their tryouts or their auditions or whatever, casting, and I could not believe the number of people that showed up, and then I couldn't believe the number of people that they picked. I mean, during my era, we picked probably 15 people. At one of the tryouts I went to a few years ago, they picked, I think, almost 75, 80 people. I was like, oh, my God, that was so over the top.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was kind of mean with my presidency. I mean, if any of my kids that I don't know if you guys call them kids, but my kids who I brought up in the organization, they know very well. You know, I had a lot of, you know, people to come try out for the organization, but once they made it, once they came on that runway, it became real dark. I made sure the people that are there on that runway is for Images and Images only. And I made sure I weeded out all the weak people from the strong people. And believe me, the strong people who are there now are either on the e-board or has played positions on the e-board. So I think I did a very good job grooming, especially having being encouraged from my past members, especially Ms. Kim, who sat there along the way and, you know, whispered great things to me, Lynn Tay, Nate, you know, all the greats. Hello?
Yes.
Yep, we're still here.
Oh,
okay. And that's probably another person you want to give a shout-out to, Clark, Kim Kirby. Kim Kirby, you know, she works with Mr. Beckwith, and she's been putting in some years since she was there with me, and I think she kind of stopped modeling when I did as far as when I left to Tallahassee, but she stayed on with the troupe and has been like a graduate. I don't know if her title is graduate advisor or not, but she does the same thing that Mr. Beckwith does, and she assists him a lot. The kids love her. You know, she's like a mom to some of them, big sister, and she helps them out in every area. I mean, it's not just Images. She helps them out with academic stuff because Kim is amazing. So she's also done a lot for the troupe as well.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about her.
And she's bad just on the runway. The girl can hold her own.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, I must say, Miss Kim, she's a mother figure. She really is.
Yeah.
It was like, If you don't feel comfortable talking to the e-board or if you don't feel comfortable talking to Mr. B, Ms. Kim is always right there with her arms open. And I must say, Ms. Kim has a mean switch out. Everybody knows Ms. Kim for that
ma'am.
Switch out. She'll be on that runway and switch out for you and it is game over.
Yeah. Yeah, she's Kim. Kim is bad. Kim is bad.
let me ask this. Well, I want to get this in. And Trina, you want to know this too. When did you guys, what's the deal with this e-board? What exactly is it? What's its function? And when did it start, if anybody can remember? Because people like me and Kim, we have no idea what that is.
No,
it started with us.
Because what happened was Tyrone wanted me to be the president. He didn't, you know, Tyrone felt like that that wasn't his job. You know, he I don't think he really thought he was effective at being the president, but he still wanted to be involved. And he was, like I said, he was a creative. He was the one that created all the stuff as far as the scenes and all that. So that's the way he kind of talked me into doing it. You know, I will have your back. So he was kind of like what Kim is doing now, but he was more active. He was, like, still modeling as well, I think. But we created the executive board. The E-board is the executive board. That consists of, course, the president, the treasurer, the vice president, the graduate advisor, you know, so on and so forth. So it was just the, I don't know what you guys called it back then, but the officers of the troops the executive board. Yeah, called E-board.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds funny saying E-board because you think about the other troop, but it just means executive board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's where it started. Yeah, because it was growing. We added more officers. We added more positions, I think, than what you guys had, because I think you guys just had vice president and president and secretary of treasurer, right?
That's
right.
Correct.
Yes, he was Tyrone.
And we added business manager, and I believe Tony was one of our first business managers.
Right. And with our era, we added marketing. we added a few things. We added trainers, because they now have, like, female trainers and male trainers. So we made it of the whole board.
Yeah. Set and design chair, fundraising chair. We had.
We didn't have all that. Yeah, we had a few things. Yeah.
Wow.
All that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody mentioned, did we travel? I think Jeremy asked, did we travel back then? And one of the first trips we Images ever took and why was because of Mario Shirley. Isn't that right, Trina?
Yep, that's right.
I think we went to your hometown and we performed at the MLK parade or something like that.
Yeah, it was a few performances in St. Pete. The MLK weekend, and then I think there was some other event, and he took the group there back in the early 90s.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, I guess Daddy Mario would have been really the reason why we even thought that we were good enough to go out and present ourselves outside the campus life. So I guess we got to give him props for seeing that vision, and obviously it's run through the Images blood, and now you guys are all in Asia doing shows and Australia on the beaches.
In London.
That is funny. That's pretty cool to know. I wish Jeremy would have been on the line earlier when you guys were talking about I learned some stuff, Jeremy. They were talking about the history of Images and how there was an issue, like, back in the day before I even got in Images, and, you know, I don't want to rehash it because I know it'll take time, but they were going to start another troop, and the other troop was going to be called Reflections, and that's kind of where the whole model, a reflection of where you want to be, comes in. Clark had asked, do y'all still use it? And I wanted to tell him, yes, we do. So I thought that was very interesting because I never knew about that. I never heard that story before in my life, and I thought it was pretty cool.
I never heard that story either.
Yeah, I thought it was. I wish some more of the young ones were on the line so they would. I'm going to tell Malik, of course. I'm going to share it with him. But I never really knew that, and I think it's pretty cool because they do still use the slogan, the logo, a reflection of what you want to be.
A reflection of, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's cool. You know, that's a fun fact to know. Like, it really is.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Think, yeah, I think, yeah, everyone should know that.
Everyone
you know,
should. I totally agree.
Yeah. I'm going to add a little bit more to that just so you'll know, because, again, the great thing is this call is recorded. So people can listen to this until you know, if the internet stops, you know, that's the only time they won't be able to list it. But that's why we wanted to do it, is so these kinds of things can come out and we can add to what people already know. And you can hear it from the horse's mouth. You don't have to kind of get it third string
right,
or fourth string. But another interesting thing is myself, Kevin Carter, he was very instrumental in that. And it's kind of where we met. We talked about the I don't know if she was the first, but she was probably one of the more predominant, consistent white members of Images, Heidi. What we did that same summer is we decided to we were going to do Reflections as a business. And myself, Kevin, and I kind of jumped it off with Kevin because I had, at that time I modeled, I was one of John Casablanca's, and they had promoted me up to elite. I had become one of their instructors. And I would
I was able to do some phenomenal things with them. And so I brought back a lot of the professionalism and training techniques they did. So we actually started Reflections as a – we were going to do like a Tallahassee agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably did that for a year and a half, where we actually taught people on a more professional level as far as how to take pictures. We did photo shoots with a couple of people. We might have had 8 or 9 people, and Heidi was one of the young ladies who came through there, and then she became an Images member in the fall. So it's interesting how Reflections almost twice became something else, but it just, you know, it just wasn't, it just never happened. And again, you know, the only thing we took from it is, well, let's keep a part of it as a history, and we just decided the mantra would be at the end of every show to do a full turn and point in the audience and say Images are reflecting what you want to be. So that's kind of the little trilogy of that. And you know, I don't know if they do it or not now, where that plays itself out at, but it's, that's kind of the history of that.
Oh, wow. Well, I know that.
Let me say what was historical, and you know, and I don't know how legendary you guys are now or had been when you got out, but let me tell you what was. Trina will vouch on this. Images Socials. Oh my God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ. They were like the Kappa Luau meets Goombe meets. Mardi Gras. We lived for the Images Socials, which happened directly after our, you know, our semester show, and they would go on until probably the next day easily.
You know what?
I heard a lot about those.
But you know what? Images, we still go hard on them socials. So I must say we kept that flame alive. Like, social, let me just know how to throw a social for you. And believe me, you're going to leave and not want to go nowhere else but staying there.
That's funny.
I don't know if I am. Is Broderick still on the line, Clark? Is Brod still on the line?
I believe he's listening, yes.
Because you have to ask Brod. I think I was kind of Debbie Downer with those, because I heard a lot about your socials,
no.
And it really – they kind of scare me a little bit, to be honest. Again, I'm a country girl, so yeah. We didn't really do a lot of them. I don't really recall us having a lot of socials back then, but I have heard a lot about the infamous old school socials, a lot about them. It's Tyrone is here. And it's good to know the new school ones have picked it back up. I'm glad you guys have picked it back up, Jeremy, because I didn't even realize you guys still do that. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is good.
And you called herself Debbie Downer.
I had to be, because I don't really recall. Unless Bro, I can tell you something different. I know we had a few, but it was nothing like the ones I heard about prior to me being the president. Nothing like those. It was nothing compared to those at all. Y'all have fun.
Well, Bro, if you're still on the line, I know you're on there. If you want to text me the answer to that question, please do. You know, Bro's out in California somewhere.
Yeah, he is doing big things.
I'm going to take a flashback real quick. Miss Angie, I remember the first time I have encountered you. We were at practice, and all I seen was big hair, height, some heels. I'm like, who is this? When I say she came out there and she started wrecking shop on all the females in the troop, and she was calling everyone out, and it was such a good thing because, you know, we need that, because sometimes you can't sit back and you can't sugarcoat anything because some people just don't get it. So when Miss Angie came out there, she put everyone in check. Everybody's lips were shivering, like, oh, my gosh, this lady crazy. And, but, you know, she was a great example. She wasn't afraid to get on the runway and walk for you and show you how it was done. And, you know, and I think that's one thing older members lack. When I was president, you know, they want to come out to practice and they want to talk trash. And, you know, they want to pick on the new members rather than getting up there and showing the new members what they were doing wrong. But Ms. Ann, she got up there and she did a pivot. She walked, and, you know, she's all about the walking.
the attitude, and I just thought it was a great experience.
I'm glad you had a good experience, because people have reminded me of times that I have been a real ogre, a real bear. So I'm not that person anymore. It's Clark's fault. It's everybody old school. I was told I had to be that way. I had to be tough.
is Miss Tay on the phone?
I don't know if she is or not. She's in Tallahassee, so I don't know if she's on the line or not.
Yeah,
who's that?
Another one I love.
Jay Alexander. She's my best friend, but she was in Images as well. So, Jeremy, you can blame Trina and Clark for that. They're the two on the line. It's their fault. They did that to me. Everybody before me, that's irresponsible.
But you know what? No, that was Trina and Clark. I appreciate you guys, because really quietly, and I don't know if you guys know, but y'all led the way. Like, if you didn't groom Miss Angie and, you know, people wanting to be like her within this troop and everything, I mean, I believe that's where the core of our successful leaders come from, because my mom and teachers always told me, follow the footsteps of your successors, and there it is.
Oh, wow. Well, awesome. Thank you. And thank you, Trina. Thank you, Trina. I got so close, I was fine. Thank you.
It wasn't me. It was Mario, I know, because Mario was tough.
Yeah, but Trina, I heard a lot about you too. I mean, like I said, I think all of you guys have impacted us all. Yeah, I mean, no, good things, baby. Good things, good things. You guys have all. You guys all helped us out. Like Jeremy said, we wouldn't be who we are today without, you know, the legacy that you guys passed on to us. There would have been nothing for me to build on. You know, like I said, I don't really take any credit for bringing Images back. It was just a matter of it was my MO as far as, you know, I wanted a solid troop, and Tyrone
exactly.
was there to help me. Donald Beckwith was there to help me, and the members kind of fell in line, and it was a beautiful thing. And like I said, although some things have changed, I still am very much, you know, ecstatic about they're still a family, they're still a unit, they still conduct themselves, you know, very professionally, and they act like an organization, and I think it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I really am. It makes me,
yeah, I think,
I'm just so ecstatic that the organization is still around. I really am, because I didn't expect it to last for 20, 25 years. I really didn't. So
yeah.
Kudos to you all for carrying it on.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's pretty cool that they're still going. I'm sure they're going to
mm-hmm.
go for another 25 years. I mean, prayerfully they do. And it'll be cool for us all to come back. And, you know, I think we should all meet up or something and go to one of their shows. I don't know. Maybe that's too unrealistic.
I
but I would
love
for us all to meet. Yeah, I would really love for us all to meet at some point.
Yeah,
I wanted to come for the homecoming show last year, but I think I was here in Hawaii, so I couldn't make
okay.
it. But you know, I would love to do that.
Yeah,
does anybody to have their show or not, Trina? Do you know?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Do you know if they were able to get their show done this
yes.
past week?
They had it. Yes, they had it. Everything was fine, and Malik had been in touch with me over the weekend, so everything seemed to have gone on okay.
Okay, good. I was very worried about that little thing, so I'm glad they pulled it off.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was real worried. I mean, that's thanks to Malik, because he really was pounding the pavement,
pushing
for you know?
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's Angie's son.
Yeah, it's my baby.
That's my son, too. I brought him in the organization.
There it is. He has a parent. We're his parents.
You know,
yeah.
It's funny because Trina's trying to be all, you know, soft-spoken. And, you know, Trina was my president, so don't act like, Trina, you didn't put the stamp down.
Oh, be quiet. I'm trying to be nice. I don't want them to
yeah.
think about haunting me.
No, well, trust me, Trina. Like I said, I've heard great things, honey. And, I mean, I was groomed right in your likeness, I guess I can say. I've heard about Pia as well, but I've never met any of you guys, and I think it would be cool if I meet you guys, because I've heard so much about you. Tyrone talked about you guys so much. Clark talked about you. Mario has talked about you. I just never got a chance to meet you.
Well, hopefully we can plan something within the next few years. That would be really nice.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love another diva back then. Of course, again, there's so many, but just ones that stick out to me was, and you mentioned her earlier, Trina, was Teresa Lane. Who
oh, yeah.
Nobody's joke on the runway.
Yeah. She was really, to me, she was the muse of Images. When you thought of Images, that was the person that you thought of, because she just carried it so well.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would have to nod easily. Teresa Lane should be, and Teresa was a president, wasn't she?
She was a president, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Teresa was, I guess that's the best compliment you could give her, is that she was the muse of images. She was probably the only one that came in just flawless. Like, what in the hell? Did she study with someone? What the? I mean, she was just flawless on the runway. Everything about her, her movements, her stances, was just what we emulated, you know, what women emulated. And she was also a no frills. She didn't play the radio either. You know, she was a tactician as far as getting your shit on point. Excuse my French. Yeah, so shouts out to her, and I like it. There's so many, and that's what I love. And the other thing I love is images, you know, really went out and conquered the professional world too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And certainly, you know, with people like Angie leading and still in the business, and Angie, I'm so proud of you for everything you've done. I mean, you've taken you always give us credit, which I thank you so much, but you took that little bit of information we gave you, and you ran with it. And you are continuing not just to represent images and things on that level, but you are in the industry putting out product day in and day out and traveling, you know, the globe. And I really appreciate the fact that you are continuing that, and you're just giving this love to all of these young women and men out there. So hats off and kudos to you for doing that.
Yeah, so thank you very much, Clark. But like I said, I mean, you guys are the wind beneath my wings. I wouldn't have had these the resources that I have now. The family connection is undeniable. The images connection is just, you know, amazing. And it's just been a blessing, a huge blessing. I do believe it is my calling, so that's why I've continued to do this, and I won't stop. But it's been a joy working with the kids. I mean, going back over the years to FAMU and to images and just watching them all grow. And like you, I'm enjoying it all. Like Trina, you know, it's just a great thing to see the legacy continuing. You know, you guys, you never think when you're a part of something that 25 years later, you know, it's going to have such a rich history, and the things you guys have done, you know, people are writing it down and putting it in books. And, you know, I think it's pretty cool. I think I'm just proud to be a part of the team, you know.
I want to take a second and just share one more thing, especially with Jeremy. So, and you may not have heard this story, but, and I'll make it really quick, I promise. But Images took a road trip. This is how thorough we were. This is how much of we knew we were the shit. Myself, Mario, Tyrone, and some other divas, we all rolled up to Hotlanta, U.S. of A., and Bronner Brothers was having a tryout. And when I say we came up in there in all black, looking exactly alike, fly to death, and when we hit that Bronner Brothers runway one at a time, and we made sure we went back to back to back, so we were interacting on the runway, you know, while we're trying out.
Right.
When I say that the Bronner Brothers lost their damn mind and started putting people out the show so we could fit, because they didn't have enough, right? We brought like seven people,
wow,
and they were only going to pick a few. And they start firing folks to make sure that they had us all in that show. And I think that was the first time I realized that we were better than most.
That's funny.
Yeah. I remember that.
I didn't know you guys did that either, Clark. I think that's pretty cool, because our era continued that as well, and we wrecked shop in Atlanta as well. I just wish the new ones would do it too, because it's a really good experience to see other people that think they know how to model, and then when images hits the runway, it's like, OMG. So I know y'all killed it, especially if you guys are in all black. I know y'all killed it.
Oh my God! You can see you know how Tyrone is, so you know time it was.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that. I bet that was hot.
Yeah, it was the first time that I had that was my first professional, I would say, modeling experience, and I went on I was blessed to have 6 years in the industry, but it's the first time I ever walked a 100-foot catwalk. I mean, you know. Those kind of things were all new to us. You guys probably do it on a day-to-day basis, but back then, that was like, what in the hell do you do for that many steps?
That is pretty cool. I didn't know you guys did the Bonner Brothers as well. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Images, man, we are trendsetters. That's why I'm really I'm glad we're doing things like this. But we really got to keep our history up and pass it down the old-fashioned way, which is verbally. You know, a lot gets lost in translation sometimes in writings. You know, the actual date changes, you know, and how many members it was changes. And, you know, all of those things can change. But if we communicate to each other, I guess from, you know, from I won't say decade to decade, that's like feels like an old person, but you know, just keep passing down these stories. I think you know, one day when we're 50 and 60, you know, we'll see these young 18, 19 year old Images people, you know, and it would just be I'm proud every time I see that it's still alive. Trina, isn't that, I mean, you said it before, that is the freakiest thing in the world, to see Images flourishing. And it was just a part-time activity.
It really was, and nobody expected it to go as long as it has gone. I know, I don't even think Amanda, the person who started it, expected it to go for this long. We really thought that it would be something that we would do until we graduated, and then the troop would die down, you know?
Right.
So, right. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It's just as serious these days as fraternities and sororities, and it's a lifestyle. It's not just a group. It's a lifestyle.
Right.
Really.
Wow.
But you guys should definitely, we should reach out to her to let her know. I think you guys, we should contact her and let her know. I mean, that's pretty cool.
I was
going
to say, is there any, yeah,
I've been trying to get her information over the past year, and about a week ago, I found somebody who went to high school with her, and they said they were going to give me her information, but I found them on Facebook, and it was a girl, you know, that I knew. So she said she was hoping to see her in church this past Sunday, and she would get me the information.
Yeah. Well, we could stay on top of that. That would be great, because what an homage to share with her that she may not even know or even mm-hmm. thought about it. That thing, an idea that she really didn't even have a chance to be a part of, but she was the creating idea of it. It's
right.
Still going stronger than ever. And how many people, Jeremy, do you think is in the squad now? Approximately.
Entire Images Modeling Troop?
Yeah.
I want to see thousands.
No,
well,
no, no, not just except in the current group now, the 2012 group.
Oh, models, though? Probably like 43, I want to say.
Wow.
Surviving. Yeah.
Wow.
Because, Miles, we only had like 20, maybe 20 to 25 every semester.
Yep.
No,
that's how we did it.
If we had 20, we thought we were the shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I was telling you. That part of it has changed. Yeah, they have a lot more than we had and than you guys had as well.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
And we had to learn how to change really, really fast with 15 models. I'm just putting that out there.
That's a good thing about it. Cause
that stayed
that's the way
with
it's
me. When I left FAMU, that stayed with me. Because I can still change fast. I'm old, but I can still change fast.
That's right.
And we changed fast from back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Is that Tony talking?
Yeah, that's Tony, man.
Hey, Tony, you know, it's funny you should say that because back then you had to be in every damn scene as a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And because, you know, there were only, what, maybe a handful of guys back then, so you had to pretty much do every scene but the all-girl scene.
Yeah, about eight to ten guys. That was about it. Yeah.
That's it. And that was a good year.
Dang.
And I never could figure that out, Tony. Who in the hell wouldn't want to practice every night with about 20 beautiful women? Who in the hell would not want to do that?
I don't know. And I think that's the reason why so many guys started joining, because they'd be in there changing with the ladies. And I was like, yeah, you know, if I was in the ladies all changing in one room, you know, it is what it is.
But
I thought I was in heaven. Yes.
Didn't we all change together back in the 80s? Because I remember all of us being in the room together and, you know, stuff. People naked, and we just didn't even pay any attention because we had to get dressed so fast.
Yeah,
Yeah, it just wasn't. I mean, you thought about it. I'm not going to lie. As a male, I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be off the chain. And, you know, I always wanted to see what Trina looked like naked. No, I'm just joking. But you're right, Trina. The moment you did it, you didn't have time to worry about anything other than getting your damn outfit on and getting back out there.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you think it's a bunch of ball, but it's really for a pain in the ass trying to get on a damn suit. And then there's always one of your boys who's like, help me out with my top. Like, dude, I can't help you. I'm trying to get out of here.
But just so
you guys know.
Go ahead. My question was, I was wondering how they get clothes now, because back when we were doing it, we used to go to Governor Square and the different boutiques around Tallahassee and sign contracts to get clothes and return them after the show. How do they get them now?
We did that too.
Oh, you didn't hear my question?
Well, since I've been president, we have fashion coordinators. And a lot of our outfits, we went towards this high fashion look. And it's like, we create our clothes now. So we'll just go to a fabric store, buy some fabric, buttons, denim, and make something happen with our sources.
Oh, that's neat.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we put the fashion coordinators to work.
Wow.
That's deep.
That is real deep.
Yeah. And with our era, we did the same thing. We did the clothing contract as well, but we also, that was the era, I don't know if you remember Sia Clark and a few other designers that were in. Yeah, Sia started designing as well. She's designing now full time, but she was designing, like, what they have fashion coordinators. She was taking fabric and wrapping us and doing different things. So that kind of, you know, they merged into that. They do it a lot now. I think they do it more so than we did it back then, because their clothing contracts, I think they've kind of, the different stores have kind of shunned away from it. They're not allowing it as much anymore because it's been, you know, of course, with so many troops, there's going to be, you know, some kind of issues. So,
missing up clothes.
Yeah.
Let me mention to you, Angie, just as a point of history, Sia was actually a member of Images when we first started back in 85.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She modeled with us for about a year.
No, and she came back actually after you left too. Now let me say this about Sia. This is what you got to understand for those who may not know Sia Walker from Fort Pierce. I don't know anything about her. First of all, she was the only one that never wore any damn thing we got her. She wore her own shit.
That's right.
And when I say Sia was a show all by herself. All she did was you didn't tell Sia, like, okay, go step and then go to the left and then count. No. She didn't do that. You just said, Sia, you're going to go out now. And that was all you need to tell her, is when to go out. And that sister would shut the house down.
That's right.
I believe it.
She was a hot ass mess.
That's right.
Yeah.
But she had the most fabulous clothes already in her wardrobe. I mean, I don't know how the hell she did that in college.
She made a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, she made it. She's a thrift store junkie, too. Yeah, she's a thrift store junkie. So she finds pieces, and she still does it to this day.
Yeah,
she's made some hot pieces, so that I still wear.
As Trina said, Sia came back a number of times because obviously she stayed in Tallahassee. So she came back, it seemed like every 3 years she would pop up and just kind of be the diva that she is. But she's definitely old school. She's been there from the inception.
Right.
I didn't realize she was there in 85. I thought she came around late 80s because she didn't really model with us, I don't think. I think my sister's on the line now. She can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think Sia ever really modeled with us. But she was kind of like one of those Kim Kirby's, you know. She kind of, you know, helped us out with the clothing and the fashions. Yeah, she always made things. I mean, I've worn a number of her things that she's made for the show, so she was always very helpful with that.
With that being said, let me bring up this.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just bring this person on. Area code 240, last four digits of 3193. You are on live. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Well, you hit the number one button. I'm assuming you wanted to speak. Area code 240. This is your time.
Oh, that's Chris Cotton.
Oh, Chris, what's going on, man? Chris is a little shy, y'all. First time ever Chris Cotton is shy. Okay. So, Chris, I'm going to leave your mic on. If you feel like you want to say something, jump on in. But where were we? I'm sorry, I cut somebody off.
Oh, I was just going to say that Sia actually came to FAMU fall 86, and she joined Images like spring 87 and stayed for about a year.
Okay. Who said that, by the way?
It was Trina.
Okay, that was Trina. Okay, y'all voices, are starting to sound alike. Well, somebody had another. Did somebody else had another point they wanted to make? No. Okay.
Nope.
Well, I'm going to give us a chance to wind down, guys, and I want to give thanks to everybody who joined us tonight. Both online, on the calls. What I would encourage everyone to do is get the link for myself or Chris and share it with the groups and share it with whomever. I had a great time speaking with you guys. And if you guys ever want to do this again, I'm always available to do it. I'm going to bleed images until the day they put me in the box. In fact, I want somebody to scratch on the side of the box, INT somewhere. I don't care what my wife says. Don't listen to her. Somebody sneak in and put INT somewhere on the box when they put it in the grave. If y'all do that for me, I would be most appreciative.
I'll do it. We got you.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Appreciate it. Good looking out. Hey, I'm going to give you guys a moment each just to kind of give you a bit of due and give your fondest moment of images. And I'm going to start with Jeremy. What's your most fondest moment of images, sir?
My most, I don't want to sound cocky, but my last, I believe, spring 2009 show, Women Scene, I thought that was the most excellent moment in my life where I just felt like, me as president, I done led by example. I'm leaving a legacy, and this is my show, and these are who I groom. It was just a surreal moment. I think that was just the funnest moment I had.
That's what's up. Put his stamp on the truth. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. Hey, Jeremy, thank you, man, for carrying the torch, man, the years you did and being the president that you were, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, before I get to my next person, we do have a caller that called in. Let's see if they want to say something. I see they hit the number one button. 863, last digits of 8320. You're on live.
Hi, my name is LaWanda. I joined Images in 96. How are you guys doing? I'm so honored to talk to all of you.
We're doing good. We're doing good.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
LD.
Hey.
Hey, Sissy.
Hey.
What's up, LD? LD, real quick, what's your most fondest moment in Images?
Oh, God, when I became a trainer. When they asked me to be a trainer, I was absolutely blown away. And I'm still training, by the way.
Yes, he is.
So I absolutely love it. That was my greatest moment of IMT.
She's being very modest here. LaWanda, that's my sister, of course, but she is still training. She's over my Central Florida division in Lakeland, and she's training the models there. But and she is a good trainer. She's a great walker. She's being very humble right now, but LaWanda is like our Sia of our generation. Wanda can just, you don't have to give her any instruction, just give her the music and something to wear. Really, she doesn't even need anything to wear. She can do it butt naked. She'll shut it down. She can do anything. She can model a Glad bag and make it hot. I mean, the girl can do anything on the runway. Anything. So she's being very humble right now, but and kind of modest.
Thanks,
Susie. Please.
I will have to agree, but I remember those Bailey sisters. Oh, boy. That's all I'm gonna say.
She's a runway queen, though. I don't. I'm kind of average on the runway. LaWanda can shut it down. She can do it all. So,
well, speaking of shutting it down, Angie, what was your most fondest moment in the troop?
Honestly, it's not a runway moment at all, not a particular show. I would have to say, honestly, it's the reception that I've gotten after I left. The people like you, Clark, that felt like, you know, that I did great things to bring it back. I love the reception that I've had, the people, the communications and the dialogue about what I meant to them, you know, and how they, you know, the kids saying, you know, we look up to you. They were intimidated. I thought that was pretty cool because I didn't think I was just little old Angie from Lakeland, Florida, you know. So that is, and I still feel that way. I still, Images, that's one of my biggest, most successful things that I think have happened in my whole life. Images was one of the best things that ever happened to me. And I'm just proud to see that they're continuing with it all. So to sum it up, that's what I would say.
Outstanding. Angie, you know, we love you. You're the face of Images. I think you'll always be that. That's what I'll always remember you as in the beginning. And keep doing what you're doing, and let me know if I can ever be of any assistance to you and your platform. You know, you can always come on the show and let's promote whatever you need. Our mm-hmm. house is your house.
Right. Thank you very much, Clark.
Hey, real quick, Trita, Broderick wants to know what is Amanda's last name?
Channel, C-H-A-N-N-E-L.
All right, Broderick, hope you got that, C-H-A-N-N-E-L. Tony, you're
hey,
up, brother. What's your most fondest moment of Images?
Man, there were quite a few. I would probably say the show we did at actually Tallahassee Community College, our spring show, the men's scene. That was like, we rocked it that year. We rocked it. So that was probably my most best memory, if I had to pick one.
That's tight. I remember that TCC. we held it down over there. And do you also remember I was about to cancel the show because y'all pissed me off?
But that's every semester, so I can't really remember which one it was, man. You know, you flipped out every show, man.
Y'all don't listen to him. He's lying.
But I'm definitely trying to get back to the truth, man. You know, it's a great, organization.
Yeah, he is. My beloved President Trina Walker, Lacey, talk to me, sister. What's your most fondest moment?
Man, I'm over here trying to keep myself from crying because I'm laughing so hard. You will remember this show. You remember this show was spring of 1990. We all drove down to University of Central Florida in Orlando to do a show. And we were all lined up on stage. I think we were doing a box type of where we were lined up in a box and we were going backwards. And your frat brother, Joe Clay, he backed up too far and fell off the stage.
Oh! I knew you were going to say that, Trina.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know what? He held his composure. He fell backwards. He got up. And he got right back in line, and everything went fine. I was standing there, and I was trying my hardest not to laugh, and I think I pulled it off. But I will never, ever forget that show. Never.
Oh,
that
wow.
is IMP.
Wow.
Composure to the end.
Yes, I was about to say, they still do it to this day.
Composure
and when
to
I
the end.
I talked to Joe sometimes, and the last time I talked to him, we sat on the phone and laughed about that for about 30 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That
you know,
is hilarious.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. You stole my thunder, and you had to be there to bleed it. And, guys, by the way, the stage was at least 3 feet off.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this was not a, you know, little, I'm going to take 3 steps and get off the stage. This was a 6 feet tall stage, and this brother fell off. I think his leg got caught on one part of the ride.
Oh, boy. And then what made it so funny is that Joe was so cocky, you know. He was real arrogant.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm Kappa Man of the Year. So that made it even funny. Oh, boy.
Yeah. He was the coolest cat in the world and would talk shit to you and was like 5'5".
That is too funny.
And it was so damn loud that it literally startled everybody in the audience. And I will give it up for Images because Images did not stop that damn scene.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
We kept going. But you heard that boom, boom, boom.
You stole my tip. I don't have another thing. You know, that was exactly what I was going to say, Trina. You got me, and then you stole me in the back.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to just say I thank you so much for putting this together so that we could all communicate and talk to each other. I wanted to just get that out before, you know, you ended it, because I thought you were getting ready to end it real soon.
Yeah, you got me. I'm going to take a couple phone calls. We got the hands ready, so you hit the number one button, so don't be mad if you now live and be all shy. But 863, last digits are 2360. You're online.
Hi, everyone. This is Raquel.
Hey, Raquel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're here.
Hey, I'm sorry?
We're here. Welcome to the call, sister.
Thank you.
For those who may not know, when did you join the troop? And, you know, go ahead and say what you had to say, sister.
I joined Images in spring 2008, and I was a trainer in 2009, 2010. I called in because I wanted to thank everyone who was on the panel, and thank you, Clark, for putting this together. And I think Chris had a lot to do with this call happening tonight, too. But I really called in to say we keep hearing so much about Mario, Mario, Mario. The next time we have an Images call, is there a way somebody can contact Mario and get him on the call?
Well, Trina is his homeboy. I asked him to be on the call. He said he was going to be on it. I guess he might have gotten tied up. But to answer your question, absolutely. There's enough of us that know his number that we can get him on. If you guys want to do this again, we most certainly can make it happen. And I will say you're absolutely right. I give props up to Brother Chris Cotton for organizing this and helping out. And Raquel, right?
No, it's Raquel.
Raquel. I'm sorry. Get me right, sister. You know, put me in check. Raquel, we will do this thing right the next time, and Mario surely will be. Now, let me just say this, Raquel. If you ask for Mario, you're going to get Mario. So,
he's
a little rough around the edges. Trina?
You should be used to it.
Well, I had to deal with Miss Angie, so I think if he's not too bad, I can probably deal with it.
Yeah, he's okay. A little rougher than me, Quill, but yeah, your Quill will be fine.
Yeah, Mario used to have women crying in practice, so I don't know quite where that is, but yeah, we can make it happen.
That's why I said they need to be ready, because Mario just brings it and he doesn't even really care. He means well.
Mario used to make women, if you were chewing gum, he would make you put it on your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And model the rest of the practice with the gum on your nose. Now, somebody who could pull that shit off in college says a lot.
Yep.
Yeah. But
I think they all need to hear from Mario, because then Mario would understand better why I was so rough with them. Why, you know, they thought I was, you know, Jeremy was saying how I came in with this big hair and this, you know, really intimidating factor, but they had no idea the legacy that was passed on to me, the weight that was on my shoulders. I mean, I couldn't drop the ball. I had to be just as effective, you know? So I'm glad that Mario's going to be on the next call.
Yeah, Mario was it. I love that boy to death. I mean, we were friends outside of Images, and I can't say enough about him. I will say this, Mario, we kid and we say how rough he was, but he loved Images.
That's right.
Okay, Mario would fight. You know that other group I said that we won't name. He will fight all of them by himself if they say one thing bad about our group. And I don't mean little fight. I'm talking about taking them out fight.
That's right.
So I don't know anybody. There's few people you're going to find that love Images today, even today, and more than Mario. And he would give you, as much as he would curse you out, he would give you anything.
That's
anything.
Right.
Money, a wife, counsel. Beat up your boyfriend for talking bad to you. Whatever it was, Mario would he really loved. When you were in Images, you became a part of his family, and that's the best compliment I can say about Mario Shirley.
Yep. You're right on. I can't add any more to it.
Thank you, Raquel, for calling in and representing New School in the house. I wish you were on the call earlier, but thank you so much.
I've been listening in on the computer, but you're welcome.
Well, listen, guys, we're running out of time. I'm just going to tell you my most fondest memory, and God knows I stayed in Images so damn long. This could be a trick question, but I don't know if I have a fondest memory. What I remember is more like Images as an ideology, and I'll say that it wasn't my most fondest memory, but it was a memory. Is when I left Images, because I thought, you know, you couldn't have told me Images was my baby. I felt like, you know, I was a protector of Images, and I think that's why I stayed involved with the song. I mean, they had to tell me to please stop being. I think I might have been the president the longest, because nobody would run against me, and I was like, oh, okay, well, this is what I want to do anyway, so whatever. And finally, I just stepped down, and I think that's when either Pia or Kevin became president. But and then I still they wanted me to. I became a business manager, some crazy job like that. But I want to say that it was so hard for me to leave Images, and that was crazy because I was in the band. I was a drum major at FAM. I was a Kappa. I was shit. I pledged everything at FAM. You know, when people pledge, and I will say that out of everything, Images was the hardest for me to walk away and realize that I'll never do again. So I'm just. I just say that I'm proud that you guys are holding up the IMT with all the things that you do. I'm so proud of you guys. You just don't know it. And there's so many of us out there that are proud of you. So understand that you're people who, you know, I guess you would call us old school or whatever. We got your back. Mm-hmm. And if you guys need something, you know, don't feel like you can't ask us to reach out. That's part of why we're doing it. So you realize that we're human. We aren't, you know, these old jokers who, you know, just all talk shit about, y'all don't walk like we do, you know. That's not important. What's important is that you guys are still holding it up because, as Trina said, we never, ever thought this was going to go past when we left. So hats off to you. You're doing a hell of a job. Shouts out to Malik. I have not met the young man, but obviously he is really holding things down and putting the hammer down. I'd be glad when we can get him on the show as well. So that's all I got. Is anybody got anything they want to say before I turn this off?
This is Trina, and I just wanted to say I just am so proud of the New School, Angie, what you've done, and everybody after you. You guys have just really represented, and I'm just so happy that I had the chance to get on this call and talk to you all and just find out, you know, what you were thinking when you took on the helm as president of the organization. And just you guys who are just continuing to do what we were trying to do, and you're doing it even better. And for that, I feel like I owe you so much gratitude and just keep doing it. And Miles again, and Chris, thank you so much for putting this together. This was just awesome. I was wondering how I was going to be able to do this because it was 1:00 here in Hawaii, we're 6 hours behind you all, and my son just came in from school, and I was like, gosh, how can I do this and prepare dinner? But I'm working it out like we always do, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much, Trina. And with that, guys, I'm going to say thank you so much. We'll see you next time. This is The Conversation on Survival Radio Network. Peace out. We'll see y'all next time.